إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His forgiveness subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all prosperity in this dunya, in order to reactualize, in order to make the reason that we've been created here, in order to fulfill the reason that we've been made present here in this dunya. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that He hasn't created the mankind, or the jinn and the mankind, except to worship Him alone, except to establish La ilaha illallah. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us all firm in this deen and make us be from those who study His deen and make us be from those who sincerely seek His pleasure subhanahu wa ta'ala in order for us to attain taqwa, piety, in order for us to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we're going to do today, my dear brothers, inshallah, is we're going to go through a narration from one of our salaf, one of our pious predecessors, some words of wisdom that he gave. And these words of wisdom is taken from the Quran and the Sunnah. It's taken from the Book of Allah, the Quran, and the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he said, this illustrious salaf, and his name is Abu Bakr ibn Iyash. Abu Bakr ibn Iyash. He said, the Ahl Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah, whom wasatum fil nahl. He said that the people of the Sunnah are the balanced ones for all the other groups. Kama anna millat al-Islam, like the religion of Islam, wasatun fil milal, like the religion of Islam is the balanced religion with respect to other religions. The first thing we're going to deal with, inshallah ta'ala, is the meaning of the word wasat. When this alim said that Ahl Sunnah are wasat from the other groups, and the deen of Islam is wasat, with regards to the other religions, what is the meaning of the word wasat? What is wasatiyah? The ulama have looked through the Quran and Sunnah, And I found that the meaning of the word wasat has plenty, many meanings. From the meanings of the word wasat, is that they're just. From the meaning of the word wasat, is that they're virtuous. They're the best. From the meaning of the word wasat, is that they are balanced between two extremes. Between neglect and between extremity. They are the balanced ones. This is the meaning of wasat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And that's why we have made you a balanced nation, the Muslims. That's why we have made you the most virtuous nation, the Muslims. That's why we have made you the most just, the Muslims, the most just from amongst the nations, the other religions. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, who was from the younger of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ibn Abbas, the one who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, liyu'allimhu ta'wil. Ibn Abbas, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give this companion the ability to explain the Quran. And for real, what happened is that he became from the scholars of the Quran, Ibn Abbas. With regards to this verse, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. With regards to this verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have made you the most balanced, virtuous, just nation. Ibn Abbas said that that means that you're the most just and you're the most virtuous, you're the best. Islam is the best religion from amongst all of the religions. So now, why is it that Islam is the best? Why is it that Islam is the most virtuous from amongst the religions? We have many reasons. Inshallah, we'll mention a few. The first of these many reasons why Islam is the most virtuous of all religions. And remember, we are now explaining the statement of this Salaf who said that the people of the Sunnah are the most balanced, virtuous from all the other groups. Like the religion of Islam is the most virtuous, the most balanced from all the other religions. We're dealing with the second part of it first, and we come to the last part later, the first part later. But with regards to the fact of Islam being the most virtuous from amongst the religions, the reasons are, for example, the reason number one is that they believe in Allah. The Muslims have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe in Allah. They believe in the books that Allah revealed. They believe in all of the messengers that Allah sent. They believe in the hereafter. They believe in the angels. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Amana Rasul bima unzila ilayhi min rabbi wal mu'minun. Kulun amana billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi la nufarriq bayna ahadun min rusulihi wa qalu sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the messenger believes in that which is revealed to him from his Lord, and so do the believers, the Muslims. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kulun, all of you, believe in Allah. Believe in the angels. Have iman. Believe in the books that were revealed. All of you believe in the messengers that were sent. And do not distinguish between the messengers with regards to your belief. You believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam like you believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Jesus. You believe in Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam like you believe in Musa, Moses alayhi salatu wasalam. We believe in all of them. And they say, Sami'na wa ata'na, Allah said. They say, we hear and we obey. Allah says it, we do it. Allah says, stay away, we stay away. This is the virtue of the people of Islam. And they seek, they say, Rabbana, they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghufranak.